Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Tuesday, June 3rd, 2025. I'm your host, Chance Miller. Leading off today, Apple is said to be in talks with Major League Baseball to pick up streaming broadcast rights, especially focused on the iconic Sunday night baseball games. The negotiations ensued after ESPN declined to renew its deal with MLB beyond the 2025 season. The package of games that make up the former ESPN deal has also drawn interest from Apple, NBC, and others. The expectation is that the league will try to carve up the package into different buckets to attract both a modern streaming audience and the eyeballs of traditional broadcast TV viewers. As of today, no deal has been signed and talks are ongoing. However, Apple and MLB already work together thanks to the Friday Night Baseball National Games, which see Apple TV Plus exclusively stream two baseball games each Friday with no blackouts or other regional restrictions. The Friday Night Baseball arrangement kicked off in 2022 and is believed to represent a seven-year deal, with Apple paying approximately $85 million per season. With that partnership seemingly doing well, an extension to Sunday nights would be pretty smooth sailing. While Friday Night Baseball is offered as a free perk for Apple TV Plus subscribers, it is possible that Apple would charge an additional fee if they snagged parts of the ESPN package as well, simply because it would cost them more to make the deal work. For context, ESPN was paying about $550 million per season. If Apple can make it happen, it would provide a much-needed boost to Apple's streaming sports offerings. Right now, the company only has Friday Night Baseball and MLS Season Pass under its Apple TV banner. The company has also previously shown interest in making other sports deals for things like NFL Sunday Ticket and the Pac-12 College Conference, but it ultimately backed out of both of those negotiations at a late stage. Next up today, if you thought the iPhone solid-state haptic buttons rumors were dead, it turns out they're actually very much alive. A new leak on Chinese social network site Weibo says that Apple is back at it working on solid-state haptic buttons, but not just for future iPhones, perhaps for other products as well. These rumors date back to the 2022 season of rumors for the iPhone 15, when Apple analyst Ming-Chi Kuo and others said that the company was planning to replace the clickable power and volume buttons on iPhones with solid-state versions instead. At the time, Kuo said that Apple would rely on the Taptic Engine's vibration motors to simulate the feelings of a click. This would mean that when you pressed on the volume button or side button on your iPhone, the button wouldn't actually move. Instead, Apple would use the Taptic Engine in your iPhone to simulate the feeling of an actual click. It's similar to what Apple first debuted on the home button with the iPhone 7, and also what it uses on trackpads on the MacBook. This week's rumor says that Apple has restarted the work on this initiative, which is codenamed Project Bongo. According to the Post, Apple has started exploring a haptic button technology, including the iPhone and the Apple Watch. This marks the second time in recent months that we've heard about Apple's renewed interest in solid-state buttons, and it does make sense, seeing as the camera control on the iPhone 16 Pro also incorporates some haptic technology, even though it is also a physical button that you can depress. The original rumors said that Apple initially abandoned its plans for a haptic button on the iPhone, not due to cost, but because of reliability. So whether or not Apple has solved those problems remains to be seen, but haptic buttons are once again something it's investigating for future iPhones. We are sponsored this week by our members. You can head to 9to5mac.com/join to get an ad-free version of this podcast for $5 a month or $50 a year. Even better, if you also listen to our 9to5mac Happy Hour podcast, sign up for 9to5mac Pro for ad-free versions of Daily and Happy Hour for $8 a month or $80 a year. Our members help support 9to5mac directly, and they help us keep making both shows every week. Again, that's 9to5mac.com/join to sign up today. In other news today, we're just 1 week away from WWDC, which kicks off on Monday, June 9th, with Apple's keynote at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time. Ahead of those festivities, Apple is ramping up its promotion for WWDC 25 with a new tagline, Sleek Peek. Apple says it's a week of technology and creativity available all online and free. Apple originally teased WWDC 25 with the tagline "On the Horizon." The updated sleek peak tagline, however, appears to be a clearer reference to the expected redesign coming to all of Apple's platforms this year. As we've talked about before, Apple is expected to redesign all of its software platforms, including iOS 26 and macOS 26, with a new interface that shares similarities with Vision OS. This means we can expect more transparency and glass-like materials, as well as changes to navigation hierarchies, new icons, and more. The goal for WWDC 25 seems to be consistency across the board. That will extend not only to the new interface, but also to the new branding, with Apple planning a 26-number scheme for all of the software updates announced next week. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.